There's also an order in Scripture, which is God's order again. And he brings, when there's failure with us, when there's failure with his people, then he must, because he's holy, he comes in judgment. And as has been mentioned already, the people of Israel have just come back, restored to the land from 70 years of judgment. God's hand upon them, carried as captives into a foreign land. And now by God's grace, he brings them back. And the part of the order and principle for judgment on God's behalf isn't just because he's holy, but it's also that he seeks to desire restoration for his people. He desires to bring them back into a place of communion that he can have with them and they with him. And they have come back to the land. They have built the walls and the gates. How can we apply spiritually the lessons of the walls and of the gates to protect the city? That was that for which was to be within, that which is to be without, without going through the spiritual exercise of understanding and hearing and knowing what does the Word of God say? What is the principle? What is the Word of God in which to base this on? That my actions spiritually will move forward in accordance to the mind of God and in communion with Him.
I wonder if Nehemiah had a role in it. If you go to chapter 1, Nehemiah did know about the law of Gilgamesh. Not to take away from the point you made, which is true.
I didn't hear you.
Nehemiah did know the commandments of the Lord. And from chapter 1.
Yeah, I think if you heard me correctly, I said most of them.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. But they didn't know. And so he probably, as they were building,
sure.
I think maybe he was talking to them about this wonderful man Moses and the law that was given to him. And so it probably stirred up in them. And it's a good example for us. This man, Nehemiah, I mean, there's so many things that we'll see as we go through these studies. But in the beginning of the book, we should probably read it in our free time and look into this example that I think maybe, you know, if you read some of the words he says in verse, chapter 2, verse 20, his dependence on God and that it's their right and their portion is to live here in Jerusalem and to abide to the law. So I think he was kind of evangelizing in a way and being a good Christian example, talking about how great the Word is. And I wonder if that's how we are. If we talk to our Christian friends, hey, what portion have you read recently? I read Psalms 120 and I thought it was so great. And kind of stir each other up on Scripture, not just on the Packers game.
Yeah, we see that same heart is in Ezra as well. If we look back in Ezra chapter 7, verse 10, it says, "For Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord and to do it, and to teach Israel statutes and judgments." So Ezra also had prepared his heart, and he was instigating this passion for law in those around him as well. And I think that kind of seeds this along too.
So that is really the 2 points that both of you are making, the influence of certain who love the Word of God. Again, these people looked around, saw Nehemiah acting in a certain way, saw Ezra acting in a certain way. Also, when they lived in Babylon, saw the governors of Babylon act in a certain way. And the question is, well, what is it? Where we get, and I think, David, you have it in your outline, recognizing that the standard, it is the Word of God. Now, I want you, I don't know how many of you are taking notes. Now, here is the deal. We take notes because there will be a test. A test is what you have learned as you are here. So take notes, okay? Now, I'm going to give you 3 letters to write down. I don't want you to forget them. And they are mentioned, actually, in verse 1, towards the end. B, T, B. B as in boy, T as in Thomas, and B. Write them down. They're very easy. Even if you don't write them down, I hope you remember them. What are these standing for? They are in the, towards the end of chapter, of verse 1 of chapter 8. Bring the book. Bring the book. Let's that be the battle cry. Bring the book. When there is a question, bring the book. When you get up in the morning, bring the book. Before you go to bed at night, bring the book. When you have a free time, bring the book. That's how important it is. And that's what they said. Bring the book. Bring the book. Now, when I say that, everyone know what I'm talking about. Which book? Bring the book. That is really the standards. This is what's going to rule our life. This is the desire that they have really felt as a new community. They need laws. They have looked to examples and they saw Ezra and Nehemiah following certain laws. And they said, bring the book. Bring the book. Let's keep that in mind. So don't go to the meeting without the book. Bring the book with you. Mm. Better yet, hide it in your heart. Mm. Hide it in your heart. Three letters to remember, always. When you talk to each other, as Matthew would say, bring the book in the conversation. Mm. Bring the book all the time.
I don't know if they had these words, but we have them, and we can use them as an encouragement. In Joshua chapter 1, in verse 8, I'll just read it quickly. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and thou shalt have good success. Mm-hmm.